Mikey Pelletier shifted his weight from one foot to the other as he stood in the waiting room of the Portland Transportation Center. Almost 10 at night on the Friday after Christmas, and dozens of people were milling around, waiting to retrieve or send off loved ones. The place was nothing special. Checkerboard carpeting, fluorescent lighting, and row after row of those uncomfortable metal chairs. But nervous excitement slammed into Mikey nonetheless as he scanned the bay doors. Weeks of planning had led to this moment, hours finagled, and overtime accrued, and now he was on the staycation he'd been waiting for. One with transportation that included heat as well as access to a parent-free landing pad, giving him a taste of the independence he desperately needed. There was another thing he desperately needed, and he'd be seeing it soon in the form of Chrissy Porter, the quirky college senior he'd met 3 months earlier. The sign announcing her bus's arrival flickered to life, and Mikey's gut clenched with an uneasy mix of hope and anticipation and anxiety. He'd only spent a few days with Chrissy when they first met, but she'd knocked him off his ass the second they were introduced. It wasn't just because of how damn cute she was. 5'2" with raven black hair, bright blue eyes, and glasses bigger than his own. It was because she had this energy to her. Always talking a mile a minute, fun and outgoing with the right amount of geeky thrown in. He hadn't talked to her right away, of course. Hadn't walked up to her with the kind of cocky self-confidence the friends who'd introduced them always had. Sure, he'd spent half his life living vicariously through his buddy's defiant behavior, but Mikey had never been much of a rebel. With eyes too dry for contact lenses, unruly hair, and a wiry frame that never managed to pack on much muscle, no matter how much time he spent with a snow shovel or a bag of mulch, he'd always felt like the odd man out. An ugly duckling among cooler, better-looking swans. He never challenged authority, bowing out whenever conflict came his way. It was probably why he was still a virgin at 25 years old. No, it was definitely why. But that was going to change this week. At least he hoped it would. Nothing had happened between him and Chrissy back in September, other than a walk along the beach and a last-minute invitation to be her date at the wedding that had been the reason for her visit. Their time together had ended with a quick kiss and a note she'd jammed in his hands asking him to call her. He'd barely waited a day before doing exactly that. The 315 miles between his home in Maine and where she went to college at NYU Tisch had limited their conversations to text and Skype. But they'd been talking several times a week since. They hadn't gotten any face-to-face time recently because of her exams, but today she was coming back here again to see him. His phone buzzed. Mikey pulled it from his pocket, smiling as the screen lit up with a message from her. "I need the bathroom right this second or I'm gonna die." Mikey exhaled on a chuckle. Chrissy's silliness was one of his favorite things about her, and Lord knew he needed some humor in his life, especially given how tense shit had gotten at home. Her bus parked beyond the double glass doors, and Mikey's limbs went tingly as he watched the passengers disembark. Shoving his hair out of his eyes, he stood up straighter and looked for her and the girl she was traveling with. Chrissy's companion was the only downside of the week. She was being accompanied by her roommate, both of them having vacated their queen's apartment in order to trade homes with Mikey's friend Dean and his girlfriend Jamie. It had been Dean's brilliant idea to do an apartment swap with Chrissy, arranging a vacation rental switch like the one in the movie The Holiday. Appropriate, considering the time of year. Jamie and Chrissy weren't strangers, though. They'd been family by marriage since Chrissy's sister had wed Jamie's brother in the fall. Jamie had always wanted to visit Manhattan, and Dean knew Mikey was hung up on his missed opportunity with Chrissy. A few phone calls later, and boom, the plans were set in motion. Dean and Jamie were off to visit the Big Apple, and Chrissy was spending her winter break in Portland. Inviting her roommate along was a sacrifice Mikey hadn't wanted to make, but it was worth it if it got Chrissy here.